A new self-driving shuttle bus has been introduced at La Trobe University's Bundoora campus today. The vehicle will transport up to 12 passengers around the campus starting from April 2018. The battery-powered autonomous bus engineered by transport startup Navya made headlines in the US last week when a shuttle in Las Vegas collided with the back of a truck within 2 hours of its introduction to the streets. Proponents of the technology say one of the long-term benefits of switching to autonomous vehicles is safety, as most sources estimate between 90 and 95% of traffic accidents are caused by human error. I spoke to Dr. Annie Desai, the director of the Center for Technology and Fusion at La Trobe, about how students will be involved in the pilot program.
I think students would be quite crucial in terms of our trial exercise that will occur at La Trobe University campus, and it will allow us to actually evaluate how, in this context, they would be one of the biggest customers or users of this service, and we would really like to use this as an opportunity to evaluate how they actually engage with the shuttle so that we can improve and provide further opportunities for commercial implementation into the future. And buses in this particular case could be used and rolled out effectively.
It's expected that the university and organizations involved will learn more about moving people around in real-world operating conditions during this trial. Brian Negus, the general manager of RACV Public Policy, said of the project in June, "Having the vehicle available to us will allow partners to evaluate the community's reaction to this technology and to assess the ways in which autonomous vehicles broaden our transport options." A group of organisations and businesses are collaborating on the project, aided by a grant from the Victorian Government. New Zealand autonomous vehicle company HMI Technologies, RACV, the Australian Road Research Board and French-Australian private sector transport group Keolis Downer, which operate Yarra Trams, are all on board the La Trobe bus trial. Here's Dr. Desai again talking about the future of campus services.
You know, one of the areas that interests me the most would be the on-demand side of transport, where, you know, students essentially are able to book a bus, be it after hours, they are studying in the library and they want to go back to the student accommodation or go to the bus interchange to go home or whatever. I hope that we can get to in the future. But at the moment, the overall project is focusing on what we call as, the overall, first and last mile connectivity solution, which would help people use more public transport more effectively.
The involvement of private entities in this project raises questions about the collection of data on university campuses. The bus is equipped with GPS navigation and 360-degree cameras and is already being introduced in pilot programs across Europe, including in Berlin and Helsinki. A driving force behind these new technologies is the concept of mobility as a service, an integration of everything in the transport space, including Uber, taxis, car sharing, bikes, and more, according to the RACV website. I asked Dr. Desai about whether this would be the main mode of on-campus transportation for students of the future.
We hope that automated shuttle buses become part of our smart campus in that sort of time frame, where they are able to facilitate better mobility for staff and also students. Like you said, it's quite important for us to have an environment where students can focus more on why they come to our campus and saving their time and making their life easier getting from point A to B.
The level 4 autonomy means the shuttle is supposed to operate without the help of a human driver in a controlled environment, such as the circuit it will drive around the Bundoora campus. But even though there might be no human error on the inside of the bus, what happens on a Friday night when a bunch of Larrikin Uni students decide to surround it with beanbags? We may be about to find out.